getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And welcome once again to another episode, another edition, another installment, if you will, of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. So while we kick back, fire up the record player, and just sit here playing great old-time records for an hour. And you have found yourself in the midst of all this excitement, if you can imagine that. So welcome aboard the Oompa Hour train. There's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Oh, let's jump right into it. You know, you're going to get a show started. You probably want to tune up first. Let's do it with the tune-up polka. Here's the Eddie Zima Orchestra. Tune up polka, Eddie Zima's orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We do this every week, sit around a record player and play old-time records like this. So kind of a crazy idea. They said it would never be done, but hey, we've been doing it here on the show. Glad to have you along. Don't forget, if you have any requests, dedications, questions, comments, stock tips, or anything else, you can always get us here at the Oompa Hour with an email to oompahour@aol.com is all you have to do. So we do look at that every now and then. So if you have a request or something, we can get it into an upcoming show. Assuming I can find the record. I've had a few requests lately, and I haven't been able to find the records yet when I know darn well they're in this room somewhere. So I'll keep looking. In the meantime, hey, you never know. You might request something I can actually find quickly, huh? Let's see. Michigan Polka Tells are next here. This is the My Wife is Happy Polka.
Thank you.
USA Michigan polka tells there. My wife is Happy Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and yeah, we're together spinning old-time records again. So I don't really have anything exciting to report this week. We wrapped up the refrigerator story last week. Fall is in the air. Leaves are starting to change already, and they're predicting here in Minnesota anyway, a terrible cold winter. And piles of snow, and it's like a big deal. We get that every year. So I think they just like scaring people with that old farmer's almanac, you know? I just happened to grab Happy Louie and his orchestra here, the Star Spangled Banner record. And I thought, well, that's kind of an appropriate record because the Star Spangled Banner's kind of been in the news a lot here the last few weeks with the several athletes that have opted to take a knee, as they say, when they do the banner at sporting events. And I don't want to get into whether or not I think that's a good idea or an okay thing or not, because I try to avoid being controversial, but I do know a few interesting things about the Star Spangled Banner I'll tell you before I roll this record. And this is not actually just a straight version of the Star Spangled Banner by Happy Louie by any means, but anyway, that's coming up. First of all, the Star Spangled Banner, did you realize the melody for the Star Spangled Banner is actually the melody for an old English drinking song? It's not an original melody by any means. Francis Scott Key wrote these words to fit to an already existing song that was common in bars and pubs in England. So were he writing it today and he'd done the same thing, he would have been sued for copyright infringement by now. That's a little weird. Also, it's kind of weird. You know, the Star Spangled Banner was not officially our national anthem until 1931. You think it had been for 200 years, but it actually hadn't. And, you know, everybody, well, you got to stand at the football game. They're doing the national anthem. The players did not stand during the national anthem at an NFL game until 2009. Prior to that, they were in the locker room. They didn't come out on the field and stand for the national anthem. And you know why they do it now? Because they are paid to do it now. The Department of Defense, starting in 2009, made a deal with the NFL to have the players come out and stand during the anthem to be patriotic. It's called paid patriotism. And was it the National Guard? Was the National Guard? Now I can't remember. There was another organization that also paid the NFL for a lot of patriotic displays and other things. So all that patriotic stuff that they do when you're watching an NFL game on the TV now, that's all paid for. It's not because all the NFL guys are so gosh darn patriotic. No, it's because the NFL's getting a big fat check. I had the numbers. I had the dollar amounts. But there was a report on ESPN, then somebody said, oh, that was from a parody news site and it's not real. But no, it's real. And I saw the guy on the news doing it on TV. So just some interesting facts about the national anthem. And I didn't want to get into a whole bunch of controversial stuff, but I just thought that was interesting stuff that people either don't realize or just don't think about. But anyway, Happy Louie and his orchestra and their record, the Star Spangled Banner.
Custer, Washington, and Prairie, and name Helen, calling maybe somewhere, waving over the land of heroes brave and true.
See, that record should actually say there's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere, because that is the actual name of that song. And I knew it wasn't actually the Star-Spangled Banner on the record, but, you know, you'd be a little misled sometimes. Anyway, Happy Louie and his orchestra are getting a little patriotic here on the Oompa Hour this week. And glad you're along with us. More to come. In fact, the Echo Polka with Slim Bryant is coming up. But first, we're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to check it out. Have a look at all the events they have coming up. You can kind of get a little mini tour of the place if you visit their website. But they have over 1,400 accordions, concertinas, similar instruments on display, music, historical stuff, paperwork, memorabilia. It's an amazing. The museum itself is amazing. But to go along with that, you add in their beautiful theater or auditorium. You add in all their events or jam sessions or educational things. The fact that they have one of the few places in the world where you can learn to repair. They have a repair and technician school for accordions and concertinas there. It's just a cool place. And now with fall here, what better time to be visiting the Lake Superior, Duluth, and Superior, Wisconsin area? Beautiful fall colors as the leaves change. You can check out the Harrington Arts Center and the World of Accordions Museum there in Superior. Head up the beautiful north shore of Lake Superior up Highway 61. We have done it dozens of times since I was a kid, and it's always gorgeous and fascinating and fun. So, you know, don't forget your cameras and plenty of slide film. Oh, that's right. Nobody takes slides anymore. Ah, the good old days. But check it out. Find out more. You can see it all online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you want to point your browser to, as they say in interweb lingo. Worldofaccordions.org. Check it out, all right? Back to the tunes today. Slim Bryant, here's the Echo Polka. Thank you. I have it, Slim Bryant Echo Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad to have you with us. Glad to be on wherever it is where you're hearing the show this week, because we're on all over the country. It's amazing. I'd still like to get something in Canada or some other country so we could be international, but that's apparently a tough sell. I don't know what the deal is with that, but... Man, it's kind of weird. I have no amazing stories to tell for the week. It's really kind of sad. I have nothing I want to complain about. I'll try to think of something. You know, we always try to get a waltz in every show, and I just happen to have grabbed a waltz next. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes, traditionally a Polish-style polka band, really, are going to do the Swedish waltz for us. That's Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes Orchestra, the Swedish Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We get together every week and play old-time records, basically. That's what it comes down to. Yes, they're all actually phonograph records here on the show each and every week. So you know there is no digital imitations here. It's all the real stuff, like Eddie Lash and his star concertina doing the House Party Polka. We'll be right back. right, there's an awful lot of really good Eddie Lash records with his star concertina floating around in the world out there. So if you find one, get out your record player, crank it up, give it a spin. All right, there you have Eddie Lash and House Party Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I got to be careful today. This is kind of weird. I should almost send you a picture of this. I pretty much live in T-shirts, printed T-shirts. Even when I dress up, I put on a nice T-shirt. And they have logos and things on them. And, you know, usually they're kind of soft and printed. Now, when I'm sitting here in the studio, the headphone plug for my headphones here in the mixer plug in over on the right-hand side of me. Unfortunately, the right-hand headphone is the one that the cord doesn't go to. So it has to cross my chest and go to my left ear is the side where the cord is. So it goes across me. And the T-shirt I'm wearing has a great big logo, big round logo in the middle of it for the Vinyl Monkey. It's a record store, you know, where they sell actual records. And it's I don't know what this is printed out of. It's some kind of like hard printy stuff. And I don't know if you can hear this, but sometimes when I turn my head, the cord rubs across my shirt and I can hear it in the microphone. Is that driving you nuts too? See? I don't know if you can hear that. That's my shirt. And this cord goes across my shirt like that. And it's very annoying to me. And now that I've told you, it's going to be very annoying to you, too. But it's driving me batty today. I think it's time for a Whoopi John record. What do you think? This one involves a vocal trio, even. Whoopi John and the orchestra. Here's the Mary Lou Polka. It's Whoopi John and the orchestra, Mary Lou Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And as long as we're on girl name songs now, I don't know that we've established a theme, but two in a row anyway, I have the Dynatones and the Suzanne Come Back Polka.
There's a girl that I know who has left me so blue. She decided to leave me alone. I can still see her pretty blue eyes as I cry, and I'm hoping that soon she'll come home.
Oh, my Suzanne dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I think back to the time when our love was so fine. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me. Suzanne and I would sing or talk about everything. We had a love we thought would never die. But it happened so fast when the worst came to pass. My Suzanne has said her last goodbye. Oh, my Suzanne dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me. So happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me.
All right, we're just rolling through the records this week. Dynatones there and Suzanne Come Back Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Just spinning old-time records on the show today. And I don't know, kind of fast-paced. I don't know what's going on this week. We're just sailing through the old record stack this week. Polka Town USA is the record label on this one. It looks very patriotic and very... very punchy looking on the record here. And we have the new Chicago Layers. And you would think that would be one word, wouldn't you? Like you're a hyphen in there. But it's Chicago with a capital C, then a space, then Layers, L-A-I-R-E-S. The new Chicago Layers. This is the Army Polka.
Pasował, szable do boku pasował. Hej, jakiem to wojska rukował. Szable do boku pasował, szable do boku pasował. Szabla cię boku świeci się. Hej, szabla cię boku świeci się, moja najmilejsza. Smuci się, moja najmilejsza. Smuci się. Ej, czabla cię boku, świeci się moja najmilejsza. Smuci się moja najmilejsza, smuci się. Boże, Boże, mój Boże, cud mi dziewczyna pomoże, cud mi dziewczyna pomoże. Oj, Boże, Boże, mój Boże, cud mi dziewczyna pomoże, cud mi dziewczyna pomoże. I jakiem do wojska rukował, i jakiem do wojska rukował. Szable do boku pasował, szable do boku pasoval. Hej, jakem to vojska rutoval, šable do boku pasoval, šable do boku pasoval.
I sit back here in the old studio chair, my headphones on, listen to the record play, and I see in my mind people dancing. I'm not sure why, especially in that record, but I saw people dancing in my mind. At least I think it was in my mind. The new Chicago Lairs there, that's the Army Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. And now Bernie Gordish wants to show off a little bit, I guess. This is called the Five Polkas Medley.
Там в окопа стой, и пише гостава, жещего не бой, жещего не бой. Упай, шуп, упай, шупай, упай, шупай, упай, шупай, дана, до самого рана. Упай, шупай, дана, вчора спавим на подводзі, чи став ёж нещана, до самого рана. Упай, шуп.
Five different polkas in there. Bernie Gordish. Happy Bernie Gordish, in fact. With his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Sometimes it is amazing how much information they can cram on one of these little labels on one of these little 45 RPM records. I have Lawrence Welkin to Champagne Music, it says right on here, to do the Laughing Polka for us. It tells us here that this record was released. It says, released October 3rd, 1957. That's what I like about Mercury Record Company back in the 50s and early 60s. Most of their records said right on it, it said released October 3rd, 1957, or whatever the date would happen to be. So you always knew when that record was from. I think that is so darn handy, especially for a radio guy looking for something to talk about. So we have him doing the Laughing Polka. And it tells right here that it's featuring Myron Florin, because, of course, Myron was like Mr. Accordion on the Lawrence Welk show. And what is the deal with Lawrence Welk and the show? I mean, not Larry himself personally, but what is the deal with the show? It seems like generation after generation, people still like it. And they're like, well, that's old people's music. What is that? Because I said that when I was a teenager. But now at this age, I love watching the Lawrence Welk show. I don't know. They're so musical and so talented, and the outfits are so snappy. You never see more pastel colors than you do when you're watching the Lawrence Welk show, I'm telling you. Anyway, Lawrence Welk featuring Myron Florin, the champagne music, get the bubbles going, and the champagne lady and all that stuff here. Here's the Laughing Polka. Lawrence Welk of Champagne Music featuring Myron Florin, Laughing Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Nothing but great old-time records on the show, and glad to have you along with us for another week here on the program. And remind you, too, we're on Facebook, and I'm just not a real Facebook Facebook-oriented person, I guess. But sign up and like us anyway, and if I see you on there, we'll say hi or, you know, put a picture up or we'll do something silly. But anyway, it's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you find us there. One of my favorite names for a band is Stas Bulanda's Average Polka Band. Here they are with the Do Come In Polka.
Welcome, do come in. How are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us, and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down, we're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your blues away. When you need some time to sit and just unwind, put down a shot of beer and have some barroom cheer. When you have to leave your world for just a while,
Join me where some good friends meet to sit and drink and smile.
Welcome, do come in, how are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down, we're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your blues away. I'll fill it up for you. And when you're sad and lonely, I'll tell a joke or two. I'm the guy behind the bar with drinks upon my tray. And when I see you walking in, you'll always hear me say,
welcome, do come in, how are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down, we're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your blues away. Welcome, do come in, invite some of your friends. The joint is jumping all night long, the fun just never ends. If you're feeling bad, then I know you should try to find another do come in your neighborhood.
There you go, Stash Melanda's Average Polka Band. Do come in polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I always think they sound like a better-than-average polka band, but, I mean, how are you to argue with the guy who started the band, you know? We did have a couple of other records in the show this week already that were girls' names polkas. We had the Mary Lou Polka, we had the Suzanne Polka, and now we have Angie's Polka. Here's the Musical Stars with Marion Lush on the singing.
Zielony laseczek, zielony rąbany, komuś mnie zostawisz, mój mieciu kochany. Komuś mnie zostawisz, mój mieciu kochany. Zostawię ja ciebie, temu co jest w niebie. Za roczek, za drugi, powrócę do ciebie. Za roczek, za drugi, powrócę do ciebie. Że ty kochasz inso i jeszcze ładniejszo. Że ty kochasz inso i jeszcze ładniejszo. Podaj mnie, bok skarał tym, co mieszka w niebie. Jeśli kocham inno, jak anielko ciebie. Jeśli kocham inno, jak anielko ciebie. Moja Andzia, innych tyś wierzyła. Kochaj mnie dziewczyno, będziesz się cieszyła. Kochaj mnie dziewczyno, będziesz się cieszyła. Będziesz się cieszyła i będziesz wesoła. Ja wrócę do ciebie, anielko kochana. Ja wrócę do ciebie, anielko kochana.
Polka, the musical stars Marion Lush on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I actually, there was a request that I need to find, and we're not going to get it into this show because we're almost out of time already, and I have been through probably 400 records, and I haven't found it yet, so it's probably going to be next week. But while I was going through the records quickly, I got a paper cut on a record sleeve, so that's bad enough. I had to go find a Band-Aid. All that during that one song. But I did find, well, back when I first started playing polka records a long time ago, I stumbled across this one and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. That can't be that. And it is. The Jolly Jays do the Yellow Submarine Polka. So, yes, this is an actual opportunity to hear a Beatles song on the Oompa Hour. Jolly Jays and Yellow Submarine Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I found it! I had a request, and I didn't have to get it into this week's show, but I was looking for it anyway, and by golly, two more handfuls of 45s, and I found it. And this is also one of my favorites, and another one of those kind of silly, pop culture-oriented polkas, much like the Yellow Submarine Polka that we just heard. I found it! Here are the Bellhops doing the Batman Polka.
Robin and Batman, big handsome guy, no wonder why. All of the girls go for Batman. I used to be first place, you see, until my sweetie saw Batman. He is her guy, and so am I, but I am next best to Batman. She must stay home to watch Batman. She cannot be bothered by me when crime must be solved by Batman. And if we go out to a dance, she talks all night about Batman. And in her purse, it's even worse, she carries pictures of Batman.
There's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades. Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Clock on the wall tells me it's probably time to get a new clock. No, it tells me that if we're lucky, we can squeak in one more tune. Here's the Ampleris Orchestra and Open the Window.
Uśmiech mi się, uciesz mi serce swoją piosenką i podaj rączkę mnie. Otwórz okienko, piękna panienko, i rączkę mnie podaj. Ja jestem młody, piękne urody, otwórz i buzi daj.
Thank you. boozy daj. Bo w naszym sercu miłość zakwitła, dziewczyno buzi daj.
Open the window so you can hear him singing a song to you. His heart is yearning for you, his darling. He wants to marry you.
There are the Apple Airs, and opening your window, he's singing at you. Oh, yeah, I never tried that. I would not have won over any woman by singing outside her window, let me tell you. That puts the wraps on another Oompa Hour already. Holy cow. But a lot more records to sort out, so I'll get back to work.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, a world of accordions museum. Until next time, when we come back and do it all over again, what do we always tell you? Oh, yeah. Think happy, everybody!